You've been wanting to get a clearer picture of how medical recommendations are made. So today, we're doing a deep dive into a research study that really caught my eye. It looks at how those guidelines doctors follow, the ones that say things like, you should take this medication for this condition, how those are actually put together.
And what's so interesting about this particular study is that it raises questions about whether those guidelines are always based on the best and most thorough evidence.
Exactly. I mean, you'd hope that doctors are basing their recommendations on rock-solid research,
Right.
but it turns out it's not always so straightforward.
Right. We often assume medical recommendations are based on a complete picture of the evidence. But as you'll see, that's not always the case.
Okay, so let's get into the specifics. Our main source for this deep dive is a research study done in Denmark, and it really makes you think. Basically, these researchers wanted to look at how clinical practice guidelines, those recommendations I was talking about, how those are actually created. They focused on the Danish Health Authority, which you can think of as their version of the FDA.
And it's important to note that the Danube Health Authority actually says they prioritize something called Cochrane reviews when making their recommendations.
Okay, so I have to admit, before this deep dive, I wasn't exactly up on my Cochrane reviews. Can you give us a quick explanation?
Sure. Cochrane reviews are like the gold standard when it comes to summarizing evidence in medicine. They look at all the existing research on a specific medical question, like whether a certain drug works or not. And they put it all together in a really systematic, rigorous way. So ideally, if you're making a medical recommendation, you'd want it to be backed up by a Cochrane review.
That makes sense. So this Danish study, they looked at a bunch of recommendations from the Danish Health Authority, and I'm guessing they expected to find that most of them were based on those gold standard Cochrane reviews.
Exactly. But that's not quite what they found. They analyzed 585 recommendations issued by the Danish Health Authority between 2014 and 2021. And it turns out only about one-third of them actually use Cochrane reviews as their primary source of evidence.
Wait, really? Only a third. I'm surprised it wasn't way higher, given that the Danish Health Authority claims to prioritize them.
It is surprising. And it suggests that maybe there's a gap between what they're saying they do and what's actually happening when they create these recommendations.
So what's the deal then? If they're not always relying on these gold standard reviews, what else are they basing their recommendations on?
Well, it's important to remember that medical guidelines are complex. It's not always as simple as just looking at one study or even one Cochrane review. They have to consider a lot of different factors.
Like what else goes into those decisions?
Well, for one thing, they have to think about the specifics of their healthcare system. What works in one country might not be feasible or affordable in another. They also consider things like patient values and preferences, which can vary widely.
So even with these Cochrane reviews, there's still a lot of judgment calls involved.
Absolutely. And on top of that, this study found that even when Cochrane reviews were used, they didn't always cover all the bases.
What do you mean?
Well, the researchers found that in many cases, the Cochrane reviews didn't cover all of the potential outcomes. That might be relevant to the recommendation being made.
You're saying even those gold standard reviews might be missing some pieces of the puzzle? How is that possible?
It's likely because the studies those reviews are based on didn't measure or report on everything. Sometimes researchers prioritize certain outcomes over others, or they might not have the resources to track everything.
So something could be a potential side effect, but if the researchers aren't specifically looking for it, it might not get noticed.
Exactly. And that's a problem because those unreported outcomes could be really important to some people when they're making decisions about their health.
That makes sense. It's like you might be willing to tolerate a minor side effect if the treatment is effective for you, but you'd want to know about it beforehand to make an informed decision. It's your health after all.
Exactly. And that's why this research is so important. It highlights that even the most trusted sources of medical information don't always tell the whole story.
So where does that leave us? What are we supposed to do with this information when we're talking to our doctors about treatment options? Should we be grilling them about whether they've read the latest Cochrane review?
It's not about grilling your doctor, but it does underscore the importance of being an active participant in your own healthcare. You don't have to be a medical expert, but don't be afraid to ask questions and clarify how a recommendation was reached.
That's a good point. It's about having a conversation and understanding the reasoning behind the recommendations, not just blindly following them.
Exactly. And this study, even though it focused on Denmark, it brings up something that's relevant everywhere. There are always factors beyond the research that influence medical decisions.
That's interesting. Like what kind of factors?
One thing is the way healthcare systems work. What makes sense financially in one system might not in another, and sometimes, even if the evidence is strong, a certain treatment might not be available because of cost or logistical issues.
So it's not always just about the science. There are practical considerations too.
Right. And we also have to think about things like the influence of drug companies. They fund a lot of medical research.
Yeah.
Which is great, but it also means there might be more research on some things than others, depending on where the financial incentives lie.
That's true. And then there's the whole human element of medicine. Doctors are people too, and they're influenced by their own experiences and biases, just like all of us are.
Absolutely. Medicine isn't as cut and dry as we sometimes like to think. There's a lot of nuance and interpretation involved.
This has really been eye-opening. I feel like I have a better understanding of how much goes into those medical recommendations we hear about, and it's definitely more than meets the eye.
It definitely is. But the good news is, being aware of these complexities can actually make you a more informed patient. Don't be afraid to ask questions, do your own research, and be an active participant in your healthcare decisions.
That's a great takeaway. So, to sum it all up, even those gold standard medical recommendations aren't infallible. There are often other factors at play, and it's important to be aware of those to make the best decisions for your own health.
Couldn't say it better myself.
Well, that brings us to the end of another deep dive. Thanks for joining us as we explored the intricate world of medical recommendations and unpacked what goes on behind the scenes. It's a complex topic, but hopefully, you come away with a few key insights and a renewed sense of curiosity about your own health. Until next time, keep asking questions and dive deep.